Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Lost Zeppelin track. Greta Van Fleet, actually. Camelot's in action. And words you know so well. Got such a groove. You know what? We were talking about this off the air. I know people yell at us because we always say their songs, their bands suck. And because most of your bands do suck. But these guys are young and they got a groove. They have a groove. And that's our favorite kind of hard rock.
Yeah.
It's always been a groove for us. You know, the Aerosmiths, the Guns N' Roses.
A little guitar, a little something based in blues.
Yeah. But hard rock. Yeah. The Zeppelins. The Greta Van Fleet. So you can't say you're old. Well, these guys are a lot younger than us, and I dig them.
These guys are younger than my kids.
Not mine. Because you're old, Todd.
Yeah, they're in between your kids and my kids.
Yeah, I'm old too, but they're younger kids. No, that's a great band. It really is.
What's the name of that song?
When the Curtain Falls.
When are they going to release the rest of their stuff?
That's Puss.
I don't.
They're talking about They've released two EPs, and they're talking about throwing out the full album.
Yeah. No, I've heard before the end of the year a full album.
That's all I hear. Sometime before the end of the year.
Well, generally, these things hit us 6 to 8 weeks before the record comes out, so probably in the next couple months.
All right.
That's just available on streaming?
iTunes.
Right there, you can
You can buy it?
Yeah, it's up. Available.
I'm going to run a cassette off for you.
I'm old-fashioned.
He's going to run a cassette off for me.
I still download and own my music.
Yeah, I'll dub you a copy later on.
Put a cassette for me out there. I got my one car as a cassette player still. I like to jam that.
Yeah, find me a blank cassette.
I got one. I guarantee. I got a basement full of crap, and I guarantee there's a pack of cassettes down there somewhere. I know there is.
I had like 8 of them in the cabinet over here.
Yeah, cassette packs?
Blank cassettes for like air checks, and I've held on to them for 10 years at least, and finally, like last time I cleaned out that cabinet, I just punted on them. Like,
shoving a cassette in your dashboard of your car. Still got one.
I got a few.
Yeah.
And they're probably
Got one in my car.
Yeah.
I've got one in the van.
Do you really? Yeah. Cool.
It's not like a new van.
Most of the cassettes that I have
my car's
saved
really old too, man.
Are some guy doing bad radio.
Yeah, I got a ton of those. Yeah.
That guy is me.
No, it's actually me.
Well, the ones I have, that guy is me.
Nick Allen with us. We had Paul Mercurio on earlier, in case you missed that. The podcast available on Stitcher, iTunes, TNT, RadioEmpire.com. Our buddy Chris Porter later this week. Actually, tomorrow.
It's Thursday, tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow and Friday.
We're celebrating National Sour Candy Day.
All right.
Along with the hot dogs?
Oh, yeah.
That's dessert.
And it's actually National Caviar Day today as well.
I like caviar. I don't really ever eat it, but I like it.
I like it on a hot dog.
I like it with sour candy.
Yeah.
Ballpark and caviar.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had caviar.
Well, you just don't order it anywhere. It's fish eggs.
Yes.
Well, it's really salty. It's real salty.
Some are better than others.
Right, right.
I had it once at some gay party. My dad was at the party, too.
Well, he just calls it a party.
Right, yeah, it's just a party to him, right?
He just calls it a party. Dad, his party's so gay. Of course it is. Right. Of course it is, son. Look around. Was it an award show thing?
Yeah, I don't even remember. No. I just remember being like, when can we leave? And like, why is this food gross?
Oh, yeah, kid's not going to dig caviar.
You're like, this is fancy? Yeah. It's nasty.
It's just a party. Just call it a party, right?
Yeah.
He just calls it a party.
Why are all your friends dudes?
Yeah. Why all your friends are dudes?
Yeah. Apparently, parents are now throwing period parties for their teenage daughters.
We don't have one of those.
Periods or teenage daughters?
I have a teenage daughter, but there's never any celebrations around the period.
Oh.
Because the, you know, the mom still has them, too, and daddy and his son hide.
Well, maybe the period party should go a different direction for your family.
Maybe I should leave during the period party.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah, you and your son go have a party somewhere.
Yeah. And to avoid the period party. What's up? You mean like the first period? Like celebrate it and embarrass the girl in front of her grandparents and everything? See, oh, look, she's got a period. Isn't that cute?
That's
stupid.
Okay.
It's stupid.
But it's that.
And by the way,
I felt that way as well.
And girls are having periods a lot earlier than they did when I was that age.
Yeah.
That's a fact because of hormones and all kinds of crap in the water.
Yeah.
Easy cheese.
I thought that originally as well.
Because their dad eats melatonin.
No, because they do have periods earlier, man.
Yeah. I thought that as well. But then that is probably the thinking that they're trying to get rid of with period parties.
Well, it's not an embarrassing
thing. They focus on educating young girls, teaching them the lessons that they're not going to get in sex ed classes about their period.
Well, right.
They say it's intended to be an open space where girls can discuss starting their period, ask questions, get rid of any myths that they may have heard from their friends.
Well, if you go to a public school, they'll still teach you about sex ed.
Not all
my
of
kids,
them.
My kids were taught that.
But if you go not to a Catholic school, they might teach you that.
It's devil bleeding from you.
Having a period is a sin.
Right. And
they
don't
say,
stick anything in there. That was your virginity.
Thank you, Mrs. Carey's mom.
Right.
They say that this is making the occasion something to celebrate rather than to fear and run away from.
Good. Nothing wrong with that. She's perfectly natural.
Well, no,
and
of course.
That's the thing.
But most families do act that way. We just don't have a period party.
There's that as well.
What's the cake look like?
Well,
it's a big old tampon.
Bunch of cherries.
Well, there was
a tampon cake. Half of it's in red icing.
Chocolate cake decorated with red icing.
Chocolate, you're sticking it in the wrong place. If it's chocolate, you're sticking that tampon in the wrong area.
Right. That or maybe you just prefer chocolate cake.
Maybe.
And then one burning tampon in the middle of the cake.
Oh, yeah, you light a tampon.
Yeah, you got to pull a string to get a piece.
And then you mark the date and you do the anniversary
actually,
the next year.
We could actually make a period party fun.
Yeah, and that would be two burning tampons.
Pull the string for a piece.
Everybody gets on sleds that look like maxi pads and slides down the backyard.
Oh, that sounds like fun to me.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Tyra Banks said her mom threw her a period party when she was 15. She described it as a celebration of womanhood and an acknowledgement of passing into another realm.
We got a bleeder.
Yep. Do we have a semen party for teenage boys? That did not stick to the tape. That did not stick to the tape.
When you say we, no.
Hey, it's my son had a wet dream last night. We're having a party. Think about it. We're laughing at that, but that's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing at all.
In a way, it is.
No,
it's a pretty big deal
so.
For a kid, but he's not going to run around and tell everybody, hey, Grandpa. Had a wet dream last night.
It's life-changing. You don't want your grandma showing
no,
up.
No, I agree with Craig.
I heard you're busting them out.
It's a little bit different.
It's a lot different.
I know it is, but once again, we should celebrate a boy's first semen party.
I don't think so.
Everybody shows up and paints the walls.
There you go. I think that could be a new career for you, Nick. You had some good ideas there. A period party plan.
Yeah.
I am Nick.
Bring me your teenage daughters.
I am Nick, and here's my card.
Right.
Nick's period party planner.
And how many of the giant maxi pad slides do you want?
Yeah, that's a true business. It's a huge business.
Yeah, you could make huge tampon pinatas.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun.
You could serve blue water like they always have in those commercials.
Blue water,
yeah. There are more moons orbiting Jupiter than previously thought. The International Astronomical Union has confirmed 12 new moons circling the solar system's largest planet. That brings the total up to 79.
How'd they miss them previously? You know, they're pretty close, relatively close.
Maybe that's why.
Astronomically, because it was just too obvious.
Most of the newly discovered moons orbit in the opposite direction of the rotation of the planet. Some of them have orbits that intersect, which means they could eventually collide.
We always make a new discovery when we check out Uranus, though. So,
yeah.
Sometimes we collide into Uranus, too, by the way.
I shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. That's why party that day.
That's why we keep coming back.
Can't help but orbit around Uranus.
There's that.
Your rectum.
Out of Phoenix, two Arizona Department of Public Safety troopers were on patrol on State Route 51 in an unmarked yellow Ford Mustang.
Oh, yeah. I know State Route 51.
When they saw a black Dodge Charger equipped with law enforcement-style emergency lights visible through the car's rear window.
Now, if you're in the middle of town, you take State Route 51 if you wanted to get to Allentown.
Yeah, I figured that all the way up to 22. Yeah. 22, yeah. Yeah.
Troopers ran a license plate check and learned the vehicle belonged to a private citizen. Troopers said the impersonator activated the red and blue flashing lights and tried to pull the undercover troopers over.
That's the best. Oh, I love a douchebag get caught
every
doing
time.
That.
After the troopers did not pull over, the Charger pulled up alongside the troopers, and the driver started yelling and waving his hand, signaling the troopers to pull over. The troopers activated the police emergency lights on their patrol car and initiated a traffic stop. The troopers learned that the driver was an armed security guard in uniform who was driving in his personal car that had been equipped with police-style siren, lights, and radio scanner. 44-year-old Matt Disbro of Mesa was arrested for impersonating a police officer.
I'm doing this because I'm not in my car, and when you're in your car, you hate that.
There is that.
And feel free to call Puss. And tell me how you freaked out because you heard that sound effect. Because I get so mad when I hear a siren on a commercial or something like that. I'm in the car.
That's Tyler at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Direct all your emails.
Now,
there's a guy throwing a bent can out his window right now.
Now, hey, apparently,
I always wonder where the hell it's coming from.
Oh, I know. It scares me, though. I'm totally legal going to speed limit. I hear a siren. I'm throwing murder weapons out the window. You know, I'm just freaking out. You know, I might have killed somebody with this.
How many do you keep in the car?
Well, take a ride with me. We'll find out.
No.
But now, somebody heard that right now, and they are doing something. They got something. They're holding something. There's something in the trunk.
They're tossing the hitter out the window.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. A bent can, hitter, whatever.
It also seems,
Tyler, you owe me a vape pen. You're going to get that.
That it also seems that YouTube pranksters are now doing the pullover prank.
I mean, you get killed that way, don't
Good.
You?
Good. I hope they
get shot.
Run into more consequences like this.
Pulling over a cop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they pull over an undercover cop.
Pullover pranks are a YouTube genre where they put police-style lights on their cars and impersonate police for laughs.
God.
One guy busted for this was Chris Sales, a YouTube celebrity with nearly a million subscribers on his site. Now, this is a reliable YouTube genre. You just need your pair of police lights, and you can get them for about $100 online. Most pullover pranks target someone the prankster already knows. So that limits the chance for them, at least, that their victims will call the actual police. But it is not limited to that.
Well, it should be, because you're going to get shot.
Eventually.
And they also tell people, you know, because some guys will dress up like cops and do bad things to women when they pull them over, you know? So they tell you not to stop because you're afraid. But then if you don't stop, it's a real cop, you're
then
screwed.
You're in trouble.
Right, exactly. YouTube prankster.
Okay, I saw this Facebook video the other day. It was police doing a nice thing. You know, a little PR work for
dancing?
The community.
No, the dancing one? I saw a dancing one. It's pretty cool.
No, this one, and they didn't give a backstory, so I wish they would have explained the whole deal, but they pull the guy over. It's a black guy, too, and he doesn't get shot.
Right.
Which I'm sure he's thinking.
Oh, of course.
What's
he should.
Next?
He's black. They get shot a lot.
But he's talking to one of the cops and says, I notice you don't have a baby seat. what? I don't have a kid.
So the cop,
it's a reveal party.
The
huh?
other, yes, the cop in the other side of the window holds up the positive, you know, the little thermometer looking thing.
Oh,
that
my
shows
God.
A positive.
Okay, but once
test.
Again, man, you're risking stuff. First of all, you know your husband's black, and you want to surprise yeah. him, and right. And a cop pulls him over.
So they didn't explain that.
I know.
This lady
had, this guy could have crapped himself.
The woman had to go to the cops.
And they did it for a nice thing.
Right.
Good, right.
And provide this information.
Yeah. They should do that with the period party.
Could you do this?
Have a cop pull over your 16-year-old daughter and say congratulations on your period.
We know what you did.
Could you do this to my husband? Oh, and here's the stick.
Right.
Yeah. Make sure you have that
on
you.
Oh, the cop was cool about it, obviously. I mean, they probably a small-town place. And,
probably.
And the good stuff needs to be shared. I get it. Because, you know, when cops pull you over, 99.9% of the time, it's not good. I've noticed that.
But it didn't say... Right. Where it was, it didn't say, you know, how the wife went about contacting the cops, because obviously she had to do that and say, here's a pregnancy stick, pull over my husband, here's a vehicle he drives, here's the license plate, here's a description of him.
What if it's this one, this situation, though? He's not the husband, he's a boyfriend, and he doesn't want to be the father.
Yeah.
And she pulls him over, right. And he's just some chick he's banging.
That's what
and
I
she
thought.
She tells the cop, she lies to the cop, saying, hey, my husband, pull him over, and he's like, ain't mine, ain't bitch, ain't mine.
There's a.
Yeah, and she goes, he sells weed.
There's just a lot of ways that could have gone sideways.
Yeah, I think totally. Oh, yeah. You know, I've seen cops pull over people, and they go, we want to give you a $20 gift certificate to Target for driving safe.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed, because it ain't worth the nervousness of being pulled over to be congratulating for driving safe.
Right, or the risk of being parked on the side of the road.
Exactly.
When the cars are going
by. Really? That's why you pulled me over?
Right. I got a little football once just for having my seatbelt on and not being drunk.
Yeah. yeah. You said, good thing you didn't pull me over yesterday. I was hammered.
At this very same intersection. Did they actually test you or just assume that you weren't drunk?
You weren't drunk?
Oh, they assumed I wasn't drunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
But once again, that was a random pullover.
So you could have been.
What if you wouldn't have been a little buzz?
In theory, you could have
pulled me over.
Probably not, because it was the middle of
the day. No, but high as hell.
That could have been a possibility, but I don't think I was.
Was that in this town? You got a little football?
Yeah.
Probably a little red football, too.
Oh, it was.
Right? Yeah, you said through. That's not my team. I whipped it out in the street.
You get a ticket for littering.
See, but this cop thing was not even a reveal party, because you're not revealing the sex of the baby.
You're revealing you're actually pregnant. Yeah, right.
It was an announcement that she's actually pregnant.
I do like the idea you don't have a baby seat in there, and what the hell? Why would I have that?
Was the wife in the car with him?
No.
Did he pull the gun on the guy and say, get out of the car?
And if they did,
you're going to be a father.
She may have been there, but they didn't show that part of the video. Yeah.
Were both the cops dudes?
Yes.
That would be, because it would take me forever. If there were a cop that held up a pregnancy, the positive pregnancy test, to be like, how'd you do that?
Right.
Did you pee on that? Are you pregnant? What's happening here?
Yeah. I'd have way too many questions.
Yeah.
Because I'd be paranoid. About why I'm getting pulled over.
Like, where's my lawyer?
Right. Yeah. I wore a rubber, man.
And then I would go home and I would talk to my wife and say, why the hell did you
do that? Right.
Why do it that way?
Just leave it on the bathroom and I'll check it out.
Why scare the hell out of me?
Right.
Just to tell me you're pregnant.
Yeah, we don't really want interactions with the cops. We don't have to. Because, and cops will know this, if you get pulled over, you hate it. It's scary. Even when you do nothing, you speed a little bit, you still got to deal with a cop. You know why I pulled you over? Yeah, you got my wife's pregnant. That's what I'm going to say next time. Next time I'm pulled over. You know why I pulled you over? My wife's pregnant. She put you up to this, right? What are you talking about? Nothing.
You have a baby. It's not mine.
It's not mine. Then step on the gas and pull out.
That whore.
Did you see the video? Oh, my God. Speaking of cops, it was a Vegas shooting. There's a cop, and since the cop's camera is on, I want a cop to actually call on this. And it's on, and he's following a guy who's shooting back at him. So the cop has his gun over his steering wheel and just fires through his own steering wheel at the dude. 6 or 7 shots right through his own, windshield.
Windshield.
His own windshield
crazy.
Right at the guy. Have you seen the video?
Here's my question.
Why would you do that?
He misses. I wonder where they went.
Well, the bullet. I know. Listen, I didn't think it was a feel good story at all. I thought it was dangerous. Why is the cop shooting through his windshield going down the road?
Well, that guy was.
He's shooting back. I get it, but
he was a really bad guy.
He wanted
to get it.
I understand that, but if you miss, where are those bullets going?
Where did they go?
The guy in front of you?
Who knows? I don't know. Where did they go?
Bad things could happen easily.
Yeah, I would think the
but
windshield.
But it's a pretty,
you could throw the bullet off track.
Share it if you get the chance. Yeah.
Yeah, the news.
The guy pulls over and starts firing
in
the car.
And you think that'd be awful loud for that guy? He's lost hearing. That cop has lost some hearing.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Now,
unless he had the radio cranked or something.
Plus,
it's still the same amount of noise.
Plus, you know, like anybody, any business, he has to go explain the new windshield to a boss. That's not coming out of my budget.
Well, you know he can see the windshield.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's video
evidence.
Why
don't you just hang out the side and shoot like real cops and TV do?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have hit anything. Yeah.
He's the president of bulletproof windshields.
That's true. Well, this
it was certainly shatterproof, but then they are.
I know from experience, though, the windshields are cheaper than the side windows.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be shooting at the side window because the side window.
But if you got to replace a window,
Right.
Go for the windshield.
Check out the video. Push it to share on the social media.
Yeah, that guy comes to the parking lot and watches the girls' basketball game. No, you watch the girls' basketball game, and then he changes your windshield. Yeah,
love that. How was the game? Why are you asking me, you freak? I'm 15 here.
Just put the damn windshield in. And
don't talk to my daughter.
Stop being so creepy.
It's a reveal party.
You can't come to my period
party.
Congratulations
on your period. We'll fix your mom's windshield now.
Right. Congratulations on your win and your period.
You're listening to the Don and Tyler Radio Empire.